Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 10th of May, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. IBM is no longer selling facial recognition or analysis software over concerns about discrimination in law enforcement and in general. In a letter to Congress members, IBM CEO Arvind Krishna said the company opposes the use of facial recognition for racial profiling, mass surveillance, and violations of basic human rights and freedoms. The tech giant has also asked lawmakers to initiate a dialogue on how the nation's law enforcement agencies utilize facial recognition, which is more likely to misidentify people of darker skin and races other than white, studies show. Apple and Google updated their assistants to respond to questions about racial bias and the Black Lives Matter movement. When asked, "Do Black Lives Matter?" Apple's Siri knows respond yes and directs people to the BLM website. Google Assistant's response says, "That recognizing the injustice that black people face is a first step toward providing the same freedoms afforded to everyone in this country. It includes a Google search option for how can I help the black community?" Apple will announce that it's shifting from using Intel processors to its own ARM-based chips this month at WWDC 2020, Bloomberg reports. The developer conference is due to take place starting on June 22, with an online-only format, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Bloomberg notes that the timing of the announcement could change due to the health crisis. Google is adding features on its Maps service to alert users about COVID-19-related travel restrictions to help them plan their trips better, the Alphabet unit said on Monday. The update would allow users to check how crowded a train station might be at a particular time, or if buses on a certain route are running on a limited schedule, Google said. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.